Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Well-dressed hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, here we are, game one of the NBA Finals.
Yay.
I told you last night, game one, going to be the Nuggets by 20. Game two, Nuggets by 20. It's not quite 20, but it's almost there. Denver's been in control the entire way, 74-60. And Mike Harmon, the Heat culture, getting a big reality check right now, courtesy of Nikola Jokic, who's turned into Magic Johnson suddenly. He may have 45 assists by the time this game is over.
Yeah, brick nearly killed a guy. I mean, a brick thrown up by Duncan Robinson almost killed a man.
High pressure fronts.
Yeah, no, he steps away from the defender. He's got a wide open three and ricochets it off the bottom of the backboard. If someone was crashing the glass, you know, like Derek White the other day, it would not have ended well.
Yeah.
Would not have ended well.
Yeah.
But it has been a difficult night for the Heat, would be the understatement of the year. 37.7%.
37?
Exactly. Just 6 of 23 from three-point range. Points in the paint. Denver in the first half had 32. There was a 14-point differential there. You saw some work on the rebounding totals from Miami. But you know what? They were all off their own misses. And you know what they did? They missed again. So it really didn't matter.
This game has gone exactly how I thought it was going to go. This is why I mean it. I can take over for Shannon Sharpe. I'm right about a lot of stuff. This game right here.
You know what? Said, you should be embarrassed for that team.
Why? However, why?
I'm just telling you.
I told you. I hate to say I told you so.
No, well, I mean, you got it in less than 3.5 minutes into the show, so good job by you.
I told you so.
No, this has just been a miserable effort shooting-wise, and then defensively, you've had the extra pass out of Jokic's hands. You didn't take a shot until into the second quarter once again, or right at the end of the first. Actually, it was right before he sat down for an extended period of time, and then the Miami Heat gained no traction there. But the extra pass, wide open looks, and many of them were layups or dunks. Right, it's one thing if you're crashing onto him and you've got Porter Jr. or one of these other guys deciding they're going to take an ill-advised, just inside the three-point arc shot. Hey, have at it all you want. But these were just backdoor layups, wide open looks, flushes, etc. And it just doesn't look like Spoelstra and company, even with one or two little runs in them, there's been no ability to sustain or slow down this offense.
Look, there's a couple of things that I saw in the first half that you know going in, but you don't see it until it actually happens. And that's the Nuggets' size advantage is tremendous. It's a lot more work for the Miami Heat to get their baskets.
Oh, yeah.
It always was.
I mean, the regular season, they were the lowest scoring team in the league.
Right, but it wasn't as crazy a differential what you got to see in the first half, because you see how much bigger the Nuggets are, how much easier it is for the Nuggets to get their shots
off. Aaron Gordon feasted, and then he gave perhaps the greatest halftime interview I've ever seen.
He talked for like 4 minutes.
Yeah, he had like two or three questions that he talked for nearly 5 minutes. Like, normally I said, yeah, we got to play better. No, we're moving. No, here's, you know, masterclass from Jokic today. You know, we're all moving off the ball well, and we know when Nikola looks up and he sees us, if we're doing what we need to, we're going to get fed. Like, all this thing. You know, and everybody's looking around like, wait, what?
I'm going to go back to Soren Kierkegaard, who gave us this bell. You familiar with Kierkegaard? Let me go back.
Talk to another coach at halftime again.
Let me go back
that.
To the 15th century and tell you about how the art of war has gone up from.
But Lao Tzu and Kierkegaard in the first 6 minutes. Wow, you can tell how bad and lopsided this
tonight.
Game is.
It's a different way. Hey, come on.
Art of War. Yeah, the underdog story. Nope, we cut them off at the knees. They're done.
Give us something new. Give us something new. You could see that the Heat's attitude coming into this game, and this is why the Nuggets this playoff, it's a weird comparison, but follow me on it. They kind of remind me of the way the Patriots used to be. You could tell that the Heat's strategy tonight was, okay, we're going to make everybody else but Jokic make shots, right? Whereas I told you, the Lakers needed to, you stop Murray, you stop Jokic, let him get his thing because he's going to be a tough guy to guard. This was, we're going to see if somebody else, if those guys can really win this game. And Jokic was a huge distributor in the first, eight assists in the first quarter.
Six in the first quarter, and then from there, yeah.
And what everybody is finding out is, oh crap, the Nuggets supporting cast is pretty good. Yeah, Jamal Murray.
Well, you're
going
to get free runs to the basket. I mean, Aaron Gordon feasted. Murray feasted.
I mean, that's what's impressed me so much about the Nuggets, is that they were playing a different kind of game from the beginning, and here they are, dominant, out to a 19-point lead now. It's 79-60 with less than 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Jamal Murray has been everything we talked about this playoff. I said, we're not talking about beginning of the playoffs. I said, he's going to be a guy we need to talk about more because he's the big X factor. He is the key to the playoffs. And look where he is right now. Again, I hate to say I told you so, but you can see him with 24 and 8 and 6. But the Nuggets have been able to play any kind of game. And that's kind of what I would watch the Patriots do for the longest time, where a team would think, okay, we know how to attack them, and they come in with a strategy, and the Patriots would give them a different way to play. And then I go, okay, all right, we got that. Okay, now for the next game, we're going to figure that out. But then the second game they played against, like I watched this happen with the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bills all years. Okay, the Jets think we know how to play the Patriots. We're going to go in with this attitude week 5. And the Patriots win because they show them something nobody expected. All right, we'll take care of that for week 12 in the rematch. Meanwhile, the Patriots are on to something else. And now instead of a run-heavy game with a blitz package, they're going to sit back in coverage. Whatever it is, whatever you think you prepared for the last time, we're doing something completely new, and teams can't catch up. And that's what I'm seeing right now, but especially with the Lakers series that happened, is that the Lakers just couldn't catch up to what the Nuggets were doing. They had a big chance in that first game to really send a message and go, hey, we can come back if they could hit a shot late, but they couldn't. That was the game they let get away. But everything else, they just couldn't catch up to what the Nuggets were doing. Sometimes it was Jokic dominant. Sometimes it was Jokic laying off. Sometimes it was Murray dominant. Sometimes, and it was so, they were always one step behind, and that's kind of what I see the Heat tonight. They're one step behind everything the Nuggets are trying to do. And that's been the Nuggets theme for the playoffs.
Yeah, and in game 4, LeBron James shot and punched himself out, to mix sports analogies. Mm-hmm. You know, I was also thinking about it. For those that don't want to talk about the Patriots or the Jets, in this analogy and kind of pushing them off to the side to make everybody.
Well, you can't
brain.
Push the Jets off to the side. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Well, but we got a couple months before we need to worry about them.
No, worry about it now.
No,
we
no,
can
no,
worry about
but,
it now.
But the point.
Hey,
I'm
if you want to talk about the Jets, we
I
can talk about the Jets.
I was going into pop culture.
We could talk
push
about the Jets.
Your analogy off to the side. It's kind of like the Raptors that you think you had them figured out in Jurassic Park, but they were just testing the fence the whole time.
Ah, they were stupid. Come on! The kids pretended they were in a bleeping reflection, and the Raptor, bam, right into the thing. A 12 and an 8-year-old kid who went on to play bass in Bohemian Rhapsody. They fooled these dinosaurs. Come on, man. It couldn't be
well,
that smart.
Well, it was
smart.
Their first exposure. If they had that option and they had to run that gauntlet again, that Raptor's figuring it out,
they knew
man.
How to open the door. They knew how to
no,
open
no, no,
the door.
No, but the reflection was a new thing.
That wasn't a I'm going that fast. Come on.
I mean, maybe with Pratt later
really,
on, they had been taught about reflections and optical illusions. And that one, no, I think they just thought it was the people.
And also, really, the reflection, I don't think it was going to be that clear. It kind of looked like it was through a mirror, but this was in a stainless steel.
Well, it was well-kept kitchen.
Come
what
on,
are you
man,
talking
that's
about?
Not, that you're not going to see
hadn't
that
been
kind
used
of,
yet.
You're not going to see
I mean,
that
there's
kind
no
of
dents in there. It's mirrors.
There's not that
I want to
kind of
see myself like it's a mirror.
Either the Raptors got screwed over by a false mirror or they were too stupid to see that, oh, this really isn't as sharp as it should be. Ran right into it.
Well, I'm going to say
you
that
smarter by a 12-year-old, 8-year-old.
No, see, you're taking the negative approach. I'm going down the positive of they were going
to. Joe Mazzulla was able to outsmart you.
Hey, he outsmarted you. He's coaching for another year, according to.
Do you
Brad
do you think we could do a game called Joe Mazzulla or Joe Mazzulla, and you know you have to pick one of them?
Can we get Joey Susu in while we're at it? But anyway, for the Heat, it has just been a dismal. Showing they got it to 10, right? You had a Vincent 3-point shot early third quarter. Like, all right, maybe. Nah. Right back to surgeon-like efficiency for these Denver Nuggets. Lead now out to 24 points as we come up inside of a minute remaining in the third.
Again, I hate to say I told you so. Denver by 20
well, you know,
in game
hope's
one.
A dangerous thing.
Denver by 20 in game two. And then Scott Foster and Tony Brothers to Miami for game three. Hey, guys, get on a plane. We got to extend this thing. If you guys get on a plane and go, all right? And and I don't want to hear at the end when the Nuggets win by 12, you guys in a press conference saying, well, we did all we could do as referees. Eventually,
yeah,
you
got
to make shots. Jimmy Butler wasn't playoff Jimmy. He wasn't. Come on. This is what's happening. But this is what I you know, I saw ahead in that the Heat have been the little engine that could this entire series. But this is a completely different animal. Right, they've beaten teams that were flawed tremendously. You saw the flaws in the Celtics, right? We'll get to them coming up in a bit because they had big news today. The Knicks flawed, didn't believe in themselves, couldn't get Julius Randle going. They threw up on themselves, even though they gave the Heat a good go. The Bucks, everything was so bad they fired their head coach. Right, things were so bad they lose in the first round. So yeah, okay, they beat teams that you could say, boy, they beat a one, they beat a four. But this team, this Denver Nuggets team, they were the best team in the NBA all year long. There was no doubt about it. They started out great. They were great in the middle. They were great near the end. They were great at the end. They've been great in the playoffs. There's been no peaks. There's been no valleys. Peaks are good. There's been no valleys for this Denver Nuggets team. It's all peaks. It's all peaks for Denver. They've been great. They've been better than everybody else from the beginning to end, wire to wire. The Nuggets have been the best team in the NBA. It's going to be no surprise. We walk away. What do you think of the 2022-23 season? It was owned by the Denver Nuggets.
So remember, there will be peace in the valley for me. Hope is a dangerous thing. See, you know, everybody else could talk about different parts of the Shawshank Redemption. I stick with the theme of hope. And for the Miami Heat, they now have to go to the mantra of, well, it's a run till four.
Well, I'll tell you, nothing's perfect. Shawshank's perfect. Billy Joel's The Stranger album. Yeah, that's perfect, too. Everything's perfect. That's perfect.
Start going down our list of things that are perfect.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just watched your soul leave your body.
That's Jay, I got tickets. You ready?
You know, this is the second time something like this crap has happened to me today. So we pick up Zoe from school, and she comes home, and we said, what do you want to do? She goes, I think I want to.
Wait a second. Who asked for a story? Alex just asked you if you were ready for the tickets.
Tickets to this show.
Nobody asked for a story.
Yeah,
and
you
I watched you kind of lose your lunch.
Were they tickets that I could buy food?
They actually paid me to go
see a concert.
Well, we're gonna go, right? I mean, they'll have menu items that Jason would like.
They will.
Maybe they'll have like a nacho helmet that says "Tears for Fears."
Okay, if they,
I will customize.
No, I'm not having a. Well, I don't know if they're really good nachos. I can eat them just about any helmet. If they do have helmet nachos at Tears for Fears, maybe I'll go and tailgate. And you guys can like bring me the helmet nachos out, and I'll hang out and watch a baseball game in the parking lot while you guys are watching.
And instead of like salad at the bottom of it, we're just gonna have hair.
What is that?
It's a game used helmet.
No, it's not. Stop.
They did have a lot of hair. I don't know that they do now.
So we pick up Zoe from school today, come home. We're like, well, what do you want to do? Because it was one of those days we didn't have anything going on. She goes, I'm kind of tired. I think I want to take a nap when we get home. I'm like, okay. So she comes home, and we're all sitting in the living room. And Zoe says, I'm going to take a nap right here. And I said, oh, that's great. I'll do stuff on my iPad. Maybe I'll take a nap, too. So I go in to get my iPad. I come out, and Pam puts on the soft rock music channel on the TV. And I'm like, all right, great. So I sit down. I use the recliner, put my feet up, and when I put the feet up in recliner, I'm like, I'm here for a while.
Sailing.
I don't want to get down. I don't want to have to get down. I'm done. So yeah. I put my feet up there, turn my Kindle on. I'm going to play a game or something and take a nap. And all of a sudden, Running Up That Hill comes on. And I'm
really?
Like, you've got to be
kidding
me. Wow,
that's great. And it's a motivational thing for you in the afternoon.
Zoe's got her eyes closed. She goes, Dad, now you got to listen to this. And I'm like, oh, come on. Come on, man. I mean,
Well, she orchestrated it.
That was. Just turn it on. No. It was there. I'm like, can we turn on like liquid heavy metal or something? I'd rather hear that.
That's not helping you nap.
Can we turn on?
That's not exercising your brain. No, you need something a little more soothing.
Can we turn on the 50s channel so we can listen to that? 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock rock. Can we have anything else other than this?
Frankie Valli. I fall asleep to the Broadway station on iHeartRadio.
Oh, very nice.
It's really nice.
Nice company man, Mike Harmon.
Yeah. I have all iHeartRadio on my presets. That's all it is right there.
Actually, today, because it is the, what is it, all access iHeartRadio. Radio, you know, all sorts of deals across the nation and stuff, different sponsors and partners and everything else. Pretty cool. But I did go through and I heard the same ad for that three times off my presets in a matter of about 2 minutes.
All right. Very
so nice. Everything synced up perfectly for me to hear that ad.
What did you order?
Times.
You buy anything cool?
I did. I have some stuff coming, but, you know, it's not your guys' birthdays just yet.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So no bug out club seats.
No tickets for Tears for Fears.
Well, those
not
I got.
Happening.
Those,
not going.
Those we got independently. Tyshirt and I going. Are working on a deal on that to make sure we get the ultimate in VIP experiences.
What is a Tears for Fears? They've been around for 40 years. What is it? $50 let you go backstage and sing a song? What are they going to do? Oh, will they show me crying on a big plasma screen? Hey, look, we're doing another sad song. Here's another guy crying. We're going to watch him cry for five
minutes.
What
if you do break down, though?
Well, I'm not going
to. I mean, kind of like you did a couple times during the Ted Lasso finale. Tell me you didn't.
Oh, man, a couple of times.
A couple
of
gotcha. You know, those shows, they know how to get you. It's like watching a Disney film.
No,
They know the pacing and they know where to get you.
Dude, as soon as I heard Father and Son, I'm like, oh, now I'm sad for Yondu, and now I'm going to think about this.
That's a song from my youth now getting used all over the place. Like, I hate you all, Ron Burgundy.
I'm so sad because I'm sad for Yondu because I think about his funeral, and now I'm sad here because you're going to show me something
in a
montage.
You know what? He did get the horns of freedom, though, even though Stallone said he was never going to hear him. Mm.
Jason, you went to see Moore's Day in the Times, and you're going to talk crap on Tears for Fears?
It's just time.
You know, Alex, that's a good point that you bring up.
No time.
Because you were going all off on your capacity and how many people they're going to see. I mean, Moore's Day in the Time, you said it was probably under 1,000 people.
Yeah.
But it
Whereas Tears for Fears, how many, Alex?
Oh, thousands.
A cast of thousands.
A couple,
17,500 at the Hollywood Bowl by time
I sold over 10K already sold, Jay.
A couple thousand. For how many concerts? Five?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Still 50,000 people.
It was, hey, to go
Morris
see
Day's
Morris
Day. Morris
Day's
got to go do 50 of those shows.
No. I had to go through a huge vetting process to actually get tickets for that. I had to go through interviews. I had to travel. I had to complete a triathlon. You can't just buy tickets to see Morris Day. You gotta find a way to win them, man.
You had me until you said triathlon.
You can't. Well, the triathlon was...
These guys are falling over themselves.
The triathlon was walking to the corner to mail a letter, walking back... Untying your shoes and taking a nap. That was a triathlon.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I have the set list, actually, for what they're going to be playing.
Oh, fantastic.
Tears for Fears? Let me guess. The first song is Something to Really Depress You After You've Had a Really Bad Day. That's the song number one.
No, you got to get people fired up.
Song number two is
Literally Everybody Wants to Rule the World on repeat.
Who wants to hear that same song again?
How
All right, one,
in?
Two, three.
Jason, you talk crap, but they already did their Tipping Point tour, and now they're doing part two because they sold so well.
No, dude, I hit the tipping point with them a long time ago. I'm not going to that concert.
You're tough.
Not doing it.
Shout.
Tonight's
don't
show.
You want to sing Sowing the Seeds of Love?
No, I don't want to sow any seeds.
Sowing the Seeds.
No, I was done sowing my seeds of love when that song came out in 1991.
Boy, and then I had 91? Surgery to make it final.
91,
several
right?
years.
91, I think.
Get back to us on the hair helmet, okay?
At the end. 2-3. Tonight's show brought to you by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earned. That's right. Everything you earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
And believe it or not, that was all scripted. We had it all
every
here,
single bit.
All written out. Good job, guys. Way to hit your marks.
100%. Top to bottom. There. Hey, Arian Foster has the script for all of our shows. If you want to know what we're going to talk about, just ask him. He'll know. 16-point lead for the Nuggets right now. 90-74, about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Steve DeSager will have more on this story coming up in a couple of minutes. But the Celtics making a lot of headlines today. And I'm going to preface this by saying, you wonder why I put them on my never again list. You wonder why. What did the Celtics decide to do? Brad Stevens, who's been running the organization for the last couple of years since getting kicked upstairs as the head coach, decided, yes, we're bringing back Joe Mazzulla. Okay, and I was wrong. I thought he was going to be the fall guy because somebody's going to have to be the fall guy there in Boston for it. Okay, it's not Joe Mazzulla. All right. So they're bringing back Joe Mazzulla. And I can see why, because they did win 55 games. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 7. I bet Stevens is worried, hey, could this guy really be a great head coach? I don't know. We haven't really seen a lot, but we haven't seen where the moment was too big for him or the team quit on him. So do we really want to move on from a guy who could be a great head coach? Because as we saw yesterday with Monty Williams getting all that money, wait a minute, if we let Joe Mazzulla go, is someone going to sign him for a lot of money because of what happened? Maybe he's really good. And it's a leap of faith that they're taking with maybe he's good and maybe in year two he takes care of a lot of things. Because it is a deal for head coaches that you do learn a lot in your first. You like to think a new head coach is going to come in, he has all the answers, but they're learning on the job just like anybody else. Robert Saleh was a much better head coach last year than he was 2 years ago. But you see it in guys. Hey, they learn a little bit more because the first time they're doing it. So I get that part of Joe Mazzulla. Maybe he could be really, really good, and so we're going to bring him back for another year.
Yeah, I think part of it is you didn't get a true normal ramp up to things because of the way the Udoka situation was handled. So I think there's some of that folds in as well. As for the moment being too big for him, well, we had certainly plenty of moments where you could have made the argument, well, did his players underwhelmed to a grand degree, or was it partially his failure in terms of timeout management and how the bench was managed? But certainly you had both Tatum and Jaylen Brown come up small-ish to be kind in some big moments, and Jaylen Brown in that closing game was atrocious. I think he said it perfectly himself about how terribly he had played. But you saw all during the series and all during the playoffs, whenever their backs were against the wall, to a man, they talked up Joe Mazzulla. They had his back and believed that he is the man. Now there's $14 million left on his contract, and given the money we were talking about with Monty Williams, you'd say, well, that doesn't matter. It's like, no, it does. There's still plenty of teams out there that $14 million isn't something they just want to give away. Think about Al Davis and the number of times. Yeah, you want your money? Sue me. Sue me. Come back for it. But with Mazzulla, to your point, you won a lot of games. And we're trying to figure out, you and I, as we do this night by night, watching the games of the NBA regular season, you're trying to get a true assessment of what the regular season is. Right? Where's that line? Because being the best in the regular season, given the fact that a lot of teams' stars don't play but 70% of their games, it's really hard to decide how great a regular season is. But they played well. They won 55 games. The East was deeper this year, right? Well, I mean, look at what the Heat are doing. Yeah. But you had a couple of teams that, but for injuries and a couple of bad runs towards the end of the season, were still viable in the back end of that playoff bracket. So you say, all right, you outlasted, you outwitted, you outplayed, blah, blah, blah. And Budenholzer had gotten dismissed. You talk Monty Williams, Doc Rivers, for whatever you like or don't like. He does have a title, and he seems to be a guy that teams love to bring on, and he's still floating out there. So you're looking at your alternatives if you're going to make a firing. The other thing is you're going to lose a bunch of your assistants.
Right. They're so all going to Ime Udoka.
So how much of that plays in also of, you know what, we got to keep this guy?
I don't know. I think they're okay with that because they want to bring in guys with big-time NBA bench experience.
But that's the point. A little bit. But that's the thing, right? You retain him as opposed to shuffling out everything. So you at least have somebody with the continuity of what this Celtics team just achieved, underachieved, wherever you sit on that grand continuum. But you retain him and you bring in some other folks to help him with some situational basketball and to keep coaxing whatever the relationship is and the growth of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
So if that's what you're doing, just think about this for a second. So Joe Mazzulla's coming back. On the same day, The Athletic had reports that the Celtics disagreed with Mazzulla and his strategy of placing too much emphasis on offense and not enough defensively, which, oh my goodness, I love the Celtics for that, right? Hey, we needed to do better defensively, to the point where at the end of some huddles, they would say instead of 1-2-3 Celtics, they would say 1-2-3 defense.
That's good.
When that wasn't what was part of the cheer.
Well, hey, but it'll sell you. Defense. Yeah, I mean, you think of how effective that is when you're at a game. Defense.
So this is where, and again, you wonder why the Celtics are on my never again list. So on the day that they say we're bringing back Joe Mazzulla, the story gets out that the Celtics players disagreed with him. You're going to bring in older coaches, more seasoned coaches to help, which if you need that, why don't you just hire one of those guys? And you also say the plan, we're bringing back Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's got the big contract extension coming in. So the Celtics' plan is, when they weren't good enough this year and other teams are going to improve, the Celtics' plan is we bring everybody back and hope everybody improves. Really? That's your plan?
Well,
hey, same thing, and hope when we change the calendar, things are different. You wonder why I picked the Celtics for never again. That's not how you improve in sports. You don't improve by saying, we hope our coach gets better. We hope Jason Tatum becomes a bigger leader. He's been in the league for too long now. We hope Jaylen Brown plays better. We hope Derek White becomes a better player than he was. Like, you can't just walk in and say, yeah, we hope these guys all get better. These are not all guys in the first year of their contracts. They're going, hey, this guy's pretty good. He's a rookie. These guys have been in the league for a while. And you're going to say a team that wasn't good enough, we just hope we improve from within? That's a load of crap, man. Celtics, this is why I put on my never again list, because here they are with a chance. Hey, we're pretty good. We need to make some moves. We need to make sure we get better. They need a big shooter. They need to figure something out. Need a new mix of guys there. And they're just going to say, we're going to run it back. Again, it's not a run it back team.
Well, the absence of Brogdon certainly plays a role in things. But for Jaylen Brown, situational stuff that needs to be better. And certainly if the book is out and everybody can say, you know what, make him go left. And that's a given to the process, right? It's like you coached softball. You used to coach your daughter's soccer squad. You knew which kids never touch the ball with their off foot, right? Not right foot. No matter what they're going through, is never touching the left foot. Never. So you don't have to play defense the same way, right? Like with Jaylen Brown, just force him to his left. So there's an offseason of that. But going back to the continuity, look, how many guys better than Jaylen Brown, I mean, legitimately, in the NBA are there? Right? This is where we start getting into list. I don't want to get into list radio,
but is he a periphery top 20 player? Yeah.
But still, okay, sure. But still, even if he's periphery,
yeah,
right? Even if you just downgrade him tremendously off what you saw in this last series, that's fine. He's still a top 20 guy. You don't get rid of top 20 guys. You don't want to pay him like a top five guy, but unfortunately, that's the way the economics of basketball
work. But if you're bringing him back and you're paying him all that money, you don't have money to improve. So it's like, we're just going to bring everybody back and hope next year will be better. We're going to turn the page and what are we going to do differently? Nothing.
Well, you're coming back with your top two and then you start shuffling from there. And certainly you go and you try to sell. But the continuity of keeping Mazzulla there, that in theory you can iron out some of these problems that you had in communication, the problems that you had with some of the rotations, and actually spend a good amount of your offseason on defense as opposed to reinstalling everything.
Again, never again. Celtics, I feel better about them being on my never again list than I did a couple of days ago.
You just hate because I'm Irish.
I feel better.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure.
Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. This hour of the show brought to you by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at Discover.com/match. Game one is in the books, and the Nuggets beat the Heat 104-93. This game was over a long time ago. I said Nuggets by 20. I'll take the L, which is really a W.
They almost got back to the number, though.
They did.
Right? Final minute.
Yep.
He'd have the ball, and instead they drive into the lane, and the ball's lost out of bounds back the other way, and Denver runs out the clock. But down 11 with the ball, you orchestrate a shot, maybe hit a three. Now we're at 8, and the line was around 8, so it was hovering on either side of that, depending on when you got in. You might have been able to at least get yourself a push had they exercised a proper final setting in that offense. Instead, now he fumbles it off his thigh, and that's the end of it.
Now, we joked around a little bit ago. We told you how the first – I told you how the first two games of the series are going to go.
Well, I mean, you just said sweep and you're going
to
dance.
The Nuggets are going to win by 20. They're going to win game two by 20. And then the NBA was going to make sure to get Scott Foster and Tony Brothers on a plane to Miami for game three.
Do you think they get called like the guys in Running Man? So where suddenly there's a frantic call in the back and they've got to get their uniforms on.
Captain Freedom to Wardrobe.
Oh, this doesn't work.
Captain Freedom to Wardrobe. No, I think it called like firemen. There's a big bell that goes up. I got to get dressed. They get out of bed, put their referee shirts
we
on.
We need more stalkers. Call the stalkers.
You see Tony Brothers run out of his bedroom and then run back in because he forgets his whistle. Oh, I put the whistle back. All right, here I go.
He's sliding down the pole like he's Batman.
Whistle! But maybe they need to get them there for game two because the Miami Heat just set an NBA Finals record. They put up the fact on the screen on ABC with about a minute and a half to go in the game. Fewest free throw attempts in a game by a team in NBA Finals history. Three. That was the record. The fewest attempts, three. Tonight, good news for the Heat. They were 100% from the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news is they were 2 for 2. They took 2 free throws in the entire game tonight. The Nuggets were 16 out of 20. The Heat were 2 for 2.
Now they took 96 shots on the
day.
That's
a lot of shots.
Okay, only 39 of those were three.
Yeah.
So you're telling me out of those other 57 attempts, only one drew enough body, hand, arm, eye rake, eye gouge, punch in the nose to get to the foul line? Just one?
Yes, because it was complete domination, like I told you, by the Nuggets.
Just physically. Complete. There was nobody bodied off the ball as they went up for a shot. Nobody got hit on the hand. It was all just perfect defense. Anthony Davis-like defense where he's beating the hell out of someone's like, well, look at him. He's just a defensive force altering all these shots. Yeah, if I could bang the guy halfway across the lane that way, then yeah, I'm okay.
Save
good.
That one. Save that one tight shirt from Harmon.
Thank you.
I chose my words specifically.
Look, now,
because I created a picture.
There's who, yeah, and now you give me a picture. I didn't need, nobody need, anyway. There's two ways to look at this. Now there's three ways, because now you, there's two ways to
three
look
ways.
At this. There's one of, boy, I can't wait to see what the Heat have to say after the game.
Sure.
We didn't get free throws. How do we get 2 free throw attempts? I don't understand. The other part of it is, what did we talk about the very beginning of the show? What was the biggest thing that you were able to see in the first half of this game where the Nuggets raced out to a lead? The Nuggets' height advantage is tremendous. They are so much bigger than the Heat. And not the Heat were a team that, hey, they're a smaller team, but the pronounced advantage wasn't nearly as much as what you saw in this game here. So that's got to be part of it, too. Hey, when you're a smaller team, tougher to get to the rack, tougher to get to the free throw line. It's going to be more difficult. Again, this is why I say Nuggets in 4.
You just have to learn to flop a little bit better, really sell the as you're hit. They only had 8
Is that
turns.
How you have to do it? Is that I have to
well,
do?
Well, you got to scream. Either that or you got Coach Beard in blood-curdling screams.
Okay.
I mean, that's going to get the attention of the officials and anybody else within earshot. But they only had 8 turnovers, because that's the other thing. If you want to go from the how do you get optimistic that you won't shoot as terribly, that you'll actually get to the foul line in game two, and that at 8 turnovers, you took care of the basketball fairly well. Will you be better? Game two, 26 assists on their 39 makes for the night. And with some hot shooting late, you were able to get up to 33% from three. But better days.
Nuggets in 4. Better days for the Nuggets.
You want to hold
break
up
down
and go,
more
woo!
Game one coming up next. This is Fox.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.